the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, birchos, v'yatzi, v'nochon, g'ulas Yisrael. Good morning. We're starting the bracha after Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. We start off with Emes v'yatziv v'nochoyim v'kayom v'yoshov v'nehmon v'ahu v'chaviv v'nechmo v'na'im v'na'yoh. Adir m'sukol m'kubol v'toy v'yofe. Which if you count it, there are 15 different terms that are used to describe how the statement we made before, that we accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Echad, the only force that is running the world, that keeps the world going, that is worthwhile turning to, is emes, and it's steadfast, and it's true. Something ohuv, we say. Something, and it's not just we're doing it mitoich yira, because we have to do it. But something ohuv, like we said in the beginning of Kriya Shema, ohavta, we said avarabah. For a relationship to be sustained, it really needs the element of ava. Because ava means kilv, I feel the closeness. In the course of the Kriya Shema and the build up to Kriya Shema, as we said, I realize how much I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Meiris, the physical world, Avarabah, the spiritual world, the fact that He picked us from all the nations, He gave us the Torah, and that's the koyach to sustain the ava under all circumstances. And so we say in Kriya Shema, Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, Chol Levavcha, Chol Nafshecha, Chol Mayidecha. And everything we have in life is guided by the Ahava. Whether it be the way we do our monetary dealings, or our emotions, or even if we have to give up our life. Because the Ahava between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so deep that without it, there's no time, no reason to live anymore. That's what we're saying. These 15 Lashonis, like we're saying, it's steadfast and it's also pleasant. We love it, and it's nechmad, v'noim, pleasant, nekuvel, v'toy, v'yofe. If you notice that there's 15 different lashonis, and yishtabach, we also have 15 lashonis of shevach also. And berachas hashachar, there are also 15 berachas hashachar, depending how you count it, but the Rishonim bring down, count as 15. They start from Kain Hashoma. Makol Panim, the concept of 15 is a recurring concept in our tefillah. And Maral in one place says, it's based on the Potik, Ki Beko Hashem Tzur Olamim. The Shem Hashem, Yud K, is a Shem Hashem that Hashem used to reveal Himself in this world. The Gemara says, Olam Haba is biyud, a little dot. You don't even see it. It's a spiritual world. And Olam Haza is the hey. Hey represents the physical world. Hey is made up of a dalet with a yud. The dalet is the four corners of the world, the physical space and time. With the yud, it's guided by the little yud that's behind the scenes. That's the hey of this world. We also know that hey represents the Bechira Chavshis. Gemara and Shabbos says a hay has a hole on the bottom. But if the person does not keep up his cash with that Kodesh Baruch, he could fall down. He'd be willing to chait away from Hashem. But always there's a way back. On the left side of the hay, on top of that little yod, there's a hole. If you want to be chayit of tshuva, you can go back through that hole. You can't go back the same way you fell down, because once somebody falls, needs extra energy to get back. But if he wants to, that opening is always there. That is the physical world. So that's what we're saying. Yud and Hey equal 15. 15 represents the koiches that Hashem put into this world to create it and sustain it. Tzur Olamim. He painted the world. He created. He formed the world with. He sculpted the world with these two letters. The concept of 15. And therefore, by every stage of our tefillah, when we're finishing a stage, there's also that representation of the 15, of the Tezvov. Bichla Shachar, we mentioned that's the first stage, recognizing our own, our basic levels of physical world, our bodies, that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was Mitzayet. He set it up in such a perfect, beautiful fashion that's fitting for us. When he finished the Pesuk Vizimra, which is a higher level of singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and seeing the big picture of the world, even the things that don't look pleasant, but it's all from that Yud-K guiding it. And now we're going to the highest level before we're about to talk directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Shemoneh Esrei. So we once again remind ourselves of that concept. Ko Hashem, Tzura Ilomim, Hashem, he formed the world in the perfect fashion for our avodah. Everything is matim, 100%. That's part of the idea of these 15 names. And if you notice, the term of Tzur is very common also in this bracha. You say in the beginning, Tzur Yaakov Magen Yishenu. Then as we go onwards, we say, Yitzreinu Tzur Yeshua Seinu. And at the end of the bracha, we say, Tzur Yisrael Kuma Be'ezis Yisrael. And the term of Tzur has these two connotations. Samson Rav Hirsch brings this as a connotation of Tzur Olamim, he's a tzayer, he's the one who put everything together. And also Tzur means a stone, a rock, unbudget, which are the two ideas of this tefillah. That we said, V'yatzev Enochon, it's something that is steadfast. And we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these two nekudas. Nekuda number one is, he's Mitzayer everything in such a perfect fashion, perfect for our needs. That's such a pleasant experience in this world, and even more pleasant and loving relationship with Tzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have all the kleichos and nefesh, we have the right sefer, right emotions to be mekayim the mitzvahs in the best possible fashion. We just have to take advantage of it. And the second thing is Tzur, he's a rock. He's steadfast. He doesn't change whether we're in a state of Kirvus Elokim or Chas Hashem in the lower state, we have to go into Golus, or even worse than that, Hashem is always a Tzur, he's always with us. That's what we're reminding ourselves before we appoint it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The concept, Tzur Yaakov is a
Kol HaLashon.
The first statement we say, Yaakov is a lower level of Klal Yisrael. Even when we're Yaakov, is a Tzur. We build ourselves up to Tzur Yisrael. Hashem is that rock which is giving us the Geula when we're in the Dag of Yisrael. And that's basically the general idea of this bracha. After we said the Yichud Hashem in Shema Yisrael, and we mentioned that we recognized Hashem is the only force in the world, we're saying number one is, we realize from our side, we want that relationship to be the Chino also of this steadfast, Yatziv and Nochim, and also beautiful. And that's Mitoich. How do I have such a relationship to Hashem of being steadfast and appreciating and enjoying it? Because I realize that Hashem is the Tzur. It's starting from Hashem. Hashem is the one who's steadfast to me. Hashem is the one who is Messiah for me, such a beautiful body and a shom and a life and Torah and mitzvahs. He's like that to me. That gives me the koach to go back to him. If a person is always involved and this is no good, nothing's no good. So how is he supposed to have a steadfast relation with Hashem? One day he's over Hashem, the next day he's running away. But if we remind ourselves before we start talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's much more than that. We recognize that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the Tzur. You are the Messiah HaGodl that made this beautiful world for us. You are the one who's steadfast with us, and that gives us the will, desire, and even the pleasure to reciprocate and be that way with you. The end of the bracha, we go through the gula of Mitzrayim. And it's a very important part. We know that the Gemara says that it's very important to be masmich geula l'tfila. This is an introduction to Shemoneh Esrei, reminding ourselves of the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim Gitonu, Beis Adem Pidisonu. That's leaving Mitzrayim, and then Kriyas Yamsuf, Bokato, Zedim Tibalto, Vididim Hevalto. We call ourselves Vididim, the close friends, Kaviyochel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shibchu Ahuvim, we praise you, the beloved. We are your beloved nation. Notes the Yedidim, once again, the close friends of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an ear, Shirat Yishbach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, till we get to the final statement of Hashem, Yimloich Lo'ilam Vo'ed, which is what we said by the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, when everything became revealed to us, all the heavens were opened up, and we saw the Kvod Hashem. And we still clearly, Hashem Yimelech Leilam Void. Hashem is a Moilech, and we misspell Hashem, should reveal His Malchus Leilam Void. So like I said, an essential preparation for Shemoneh Esrei. Rashi in the Gemara brings this concept of Geula Tefila as, when we say Geula, we're knocking on the door of the palace. And then Hashem opens up the door, and then we go in. And that's why if you take a break, you miss the point. If you knock on the door, and then you disappear, and He opens up the door, He doesn't see you, then He closes the door, and that's the end of it. That's where there has to be a connection between the Geula knocking on the door, and the Tefila, which is opening the door. Why is the Geula knocking on the door? Why is it opening up the door between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A door is mechitza, something separating. The knocking is doing an act so that that separation should be removed. Separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants to be close to us and bestow on us all the brachas, all the shefa, all the good. The block between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from our side. If we don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the door is closed. When we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the door is open. And that's what we're saying here. I'm not just coming to start davening, you know, I have a shopping list of things I want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want health, I want panos, I want shalom bayis, I want this, I want that. Not just from the kids. That's not a relationship. And I won't even ask it properly if I don't have this hakdoma. The hakdoma, the introduction that I need is that I feel and I see what you did for us. That time by the Gulas Mitzrayim was one time Kosh Bohu, in a revealed fashion, changed all the laws of nature, the Esamakas, Kriyas Yamsas, special for us. So now I'm basing my request towards Kosh Bohu, my Bitochen Hashem, on a past experience which, beyond Kol Sofek, beyond any doubt, shows me and showed the whole world that Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hashem is close to Klal Yisrael, Hashem is willing to change all the laws of nature just to save Klal Yisrael. Once I have that in my mind, in my heart, now I took away the mechitza. Now I see and I feel, not just I know, I feel that Hashem is that power, that koyach, that was matzil us, made Yeshua for us in the past, and He's still with us. Shul Yisrael, He remains steadfast from that point till this very day. We went through these Golias, all the trials and tribulations of the Golias, and He's still with us. We're still around. We're still surviving. The hardships we're going today, we're still surviving, Baruch Hashem. This is the importance of this last brocha. I'm taking everything I said till now of the recognition that the world was created by Hashem, and Hashem is Mashkiach. He's sustaining the world and He's watching over us. So the point that I got to that feeling of Yichud Hashem, there's nothing other than Hashem. Hashem Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He's the only force. But before I come to Daven, I have to take it one step more. I have to make it real. One cannot have bitachon on anybody, cannot rely on anybody just because they told him to do so. If I don't see any reason to rely on the person or the thing, I won't. And this is what we're doing. By saying, the Geula was saying, yes, I can rely 100% on Kodesh Baruch Hu because I know Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing everything, even Lamalam and Ateva, for those who are going with him, those who are Klal Yisrael. And that is opening the door. Now the Mechitza has been taken away, and I'm ready to stand Mamish, Tavayochel, Ponim, El Ponim, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Should be Zoichem. To take advantage of this. And like we said, have those two facets of this bracha. Number one, pay attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tzur Yisrael, the Tzayer, the one who created this beautiful, beautiful world with everything that's in it, special for me. And the Tzur, the steadfast, under all circumstances, it continues. And like we saying, it's not just conceptually. I know that. I saw that. I saw how He created me, and I didn't see that, but I know He created me, but I saw, we have a Kabbalah of Kriyas Yamsuf. We all saw, the whole nation saw, that Hashem changed all the laws of the nation for Klal Yisrael. And that remains throughout history, the Tzur, the Rak, the steadfast, and with that, I'm able to, Yet Hashem, stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and start my tefillah with Nei Hashem, which is Zeicher, Mechazekar, Emunah, Bitochen Hashem. Make it real, from our own life experiences, and Yet Hashem, it'll be safe as a good behavior made.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.